Here's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst. What have you got yourself into, Ray?
One tweet, I say, gentlemen. That's all it was. And then it's a forest fire. Duffy sent me a tweet. He's like, hey, did you mean to say he was 1A? And I'm like, no, I meant to say he was 1B. Like, what do you mean? I didn't even know what I'd said. And by the time I looked back at my timeline, it was a raging forest fire.
So he kept pouring gasoline on it by fighting with the Twitter trolls.
And Ray, if there was a region, could you define a region where you're getting the most backlash from?
Oh, come on. Seriously, are you kidding me? Are you serious?
You are Peter Pocklington of 2018.
I didn't move the team. I didn't sell it.
Well, take us through the conversation. I blame Bruce Arthur, quite frankly. It's all Bruce's fault. But you were asked about Matthews and, you know, his start, and then somehow McDavid came into the whole conversation. Take us through the timeline here.
I'm almost certain that as the interview was going on, I brought McDavid into the conversation, saying that, you know, how amazing these players are. And at the very top end of the league, these players are sitting there. And I don't know why that's such a egregious statement to make. I understand the people in Edmonton are pissed because they love Connor McDavid. I love Connor McDavid too. But I can't, I'm trying to get out of a bloody cab here too, that I couldn't figure out how to get the door open. I'm back now. My mental game is back. I can't say that McDavid is way better than Austin Matthews. I can't. I didn't even have Austin Matthews in the top. I don't think I had him in my top 7 or 8 in the league when we did that thing in early September. I've never seen Matthews look like this. I think he's at a completely different level than I've ever seen him play. I know it's 4 games, I can count, but I've never seen him like this before. I think he's going to have a monster year. A monster year. I just, you know, McDavid's only played 1 game. In the game, he made Sammy Vatanen, who's a pretty good NHL defenseman, he made him look silly and go around him and set up Milan Lucic for Lucic's goal. So, my reference point is two guys that are at a completely other level than I've seen them before. He's got 81 goals in 146 games. That's miles ahead of anything that McDavid did at that time in his career. But I would still say if I would pick McDavid 1 and Matthews right beside him. And that doesn't mean that it won't change during the year, but you were just answering a question if you're picking somebody today, and that's when the article is. It's not in 3 months. It's today.
Right. Well, I mean, McDavid, this is another injustice in terms of the scheduling because he's only played once, and it was on a Saturday afternoon.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, just, you know.
Such a silly move. They haven't even played yet.
It feels like they haven't played. That was basically an exhibition
game. It was an exhibition game, yeah.
That's what it felt like. But, yeah, I mean, listen, Matthews, with the way he's playing, with the way he's performing, he's got the luxury of the market that he plays in. He gets a lot of exposure. He's on a very good team. McDavid, we're talking about this prior to having you on, Ray. Even though it's completely unfair, you're a product of your surroundings at some point, too. Like, if the Oilers miss the playoffs again, that's going to hurt him, fairly or unfairly. It's just, at some point, people are going to be like, all right, well, what happened in the playoffs?
And that's got nothing to do with him.
No.
I mean, it's just the way it is. I mean, the Oilers have had, you know, like I'm reading some of these things and, you know, they're talking about the amount of players that Matthews has to play with, you know, with Marner and Tavares, they mentioned, and how many draft picks that. Well, the Oilers had 100 draft picks. They just missed on all of them. They traded Taylor Hall for Adam Larson. That's not Connor McDavid's gig. He just goes out and does whatever he does, which is amazing stuff. So the people there are really defensive of McDavid, and I understand it. I get fandom. But sometimes I'm really surprised with how angry people get about their team. Like, 'cause I don't get it. I mean, I'm watching the Red Sox the other night, and I'm nervous because I'm a Red Sox fan. So I get it a little bit, but the venom that comes out sometimes, I'm like, holy crap, man. That's not, you know, Connor McDavid is not going to say, hey, thanks, Phil from Edmonton. Thanks for defending me. You know, like, relax. Just watch the game. Enjoy these two amazing players.
You know what happened, right? This is the first time in your life you experienced what it's like to be from Toronto. And that this is what it is. Because I think Jason Greger, we referenced him earlier from TSN Radio in Edmonton, right. I think he basically broke it down perfectly. Yes, McDavid is better. Matthews is closing the gap. But because it's Matthews on the Toronto Maple Leafs, people in Edmonton are sensitive to that, which I can understand. I mean, I goof around about it. I troll. I'm the loudmouth from Toronto. But we, like, SportsCenter starts with the Leafs every single night. Every night. That's hockey. Guess what they're going to be talking about? They're probably going to be talking about you.
Fantastic. Oh, yeah. I'm glad they didn't call. You know what's crazy about that, though? I did think about this today, Brian, guys, is that, you know, so we're doing, when I'm doing a Leaf game, we're in the Leaf region. When I'm on this show, we're in Toronto. When TSN does SportsCenter, it's national. And so two different things get overlapped together. And so if you're from somewhere out west like I am, the, you know, that never leads. That's never on top. But as far as the games and this show, it's in the Toronto market. So yes, that topic, the Leafs, are going to be first all the time.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
You're right. And we, I mean, we talk, because we're Toronto, we talk about it, and that's in our backyard. But the minute that 6 o'clock comes and we're on a national show, we're on TV nationally, we lead with the Leafs. And we were talking about it even earlier. The Winnipeg Jets had their own home opener the other night. They were like third on what was being talked about. Montreal has their home opener tonight. Where's that going to be in the... the level of coverage.
The last minute of play.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can slide
But that's, you know, like, I say Winnipeg is the best team in the league right now, if you ask me. That's my opinion, though, and I'm allowed to. It may be wrong. But
well, it's not far-fetched. It's not
but it's they're at least in that conversation.
Yeah.
They get zero coverage.
Best roster in the league.
Yeah,
well,
it could be.
But Noodles, you do, I don't know if you do, but Noodles, I know you do radio all over the place.
Right.
When you go into Market X, you go into Edmonton, or you go into Winnipeg, Ottawa, you talk about that team first.
Yeah.
You know, like, I never talk about Toronto when I'm in Edmonton most times, or in Vancouver. I talk about the Canucks or the Oilers. That's the market.
Yeah.
And that's the way it works. So I guess I got a little dose of it today, but I still stand with what I said, and that, like, these are two, this is Ovi and Ovi and Crosby when they started, and it seemed like you liked one, and that must mean you hate the other, which of course isn't the case. But you're asked to pick one or the other, or you make an opinion on one or the other, and that's the way it goes. I think Matthews is a stud. I'm telling you, for my money, I've not seen him look like this, play like this ever before. And I know it's only 148 games or whatever it is, but I've never seen him look, skate, move around the ice, shoot the puck like this. None of that stuff. I've never seen that from him like this. And so that's the basis of what the article was about, I believe.
Yeah. Well, and Bruce, you know, it's on the website, and I'm sure people read it in the Star. But you know, it's interesting you mentioned Crosby and Ovi, because when they came into the league, they both lit the league on fire. I don't know how many people remember this, but Ovechkin won the Calder. It wasn't Sid. They both had over 100 points, but Ovi got the Calder. That was more of an accepted debate, even though I think the majority of people sided with Sid. But I don't get the sense like this is an acceptable debate, you know. And I think that's because of McDavid. Like, I do think McDavid. You win back-to-back Art Rosses, back-to-back Ted Lindsay's.
Right.
That's like, for me, he's the undisputed number one player.
Yeah. Like, it's not like this isn't. They're both not coming in at the same time and just finding their way. McDavid's found his way, and I think Matthews is finding his way to the top.
I don't know how anybody can really argue that. He's like, you know, like, don't forget, Connor's first year, he missed, I think, 38 games with a fractured collarbone.
Yeah.
And, you know, so the first year was kind of a write-off, unfortunately, for him. And so the you know, Matthews plays all 82 games the first year. I got people saying, "Oh, tell him to call or call back when he plays a full season." He already did play a full season. He missed 20 games last year. He was over a point a game. Matthews was. He's already arrived. The guy's a stud. He's a star. McDavid's got two Art Rosses in his pocket already. It is amazing to watch him play. And this debate will go on for a long time, and maybe Connor will separate himself and become undisputably the best player of this generation by a mile. But maybe he won't, because I think we've got to remember here that there's a competitiveness to these guys at the very top. Like, Ovechkin doesn't want to be thought of as number two to Crosby. Even though it really doesn't matter, he doesn't want to be thought of that. He wants to be thought of as number one. And I would suspect that's what these guys want, too. They want to be thought of as the best player.
Of the players 25 and under throughout the rest of the league, who's got the best shot, in your opinion, of fighting it out with McDavid and Matthews?
Oh, boy. See, I don't think Nate McKinnon's there in that group, but I think he's a stud. Like, I just, I don't know. I got him a level below. I got Eichel a level below. To be in that level, I mean, I don't. Maybe Rasmus Dahlin, but he hasn't even started yet.
Yeah, there's really nobody, to be honest with you. I like Scheifele, but I don't know if he's up there.
Scheifele's more like Eichel in that neighborhood to me. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I think Eichel's going to have a great year.
He's a like great player. He really is.
So I don't. But these guys, they're just a separate. They're like a separate entity, and it's kind of cool. It's going to be. I think it's going to be these two that are always talked about together.
I'll throw one in there just for fun. Vasilevsky.
As a goalie.
Yeah, because as a goalie, you mature a little bit. Now, he just turned 24. Mm-hmm. But, like, you mature a little bit later as a goaltender. I think he's arrived. I mean, he was as a Vezina finalist, but I think he is a stud goaltender that you're going to see for the next, you know, 12 to 15 years.
But can he be in the conversation at the very top? I think that would be more like the next level down. Like, I mean, for my money, I think the guy's an awesome goalie.
It's just that goalies don't get looked at like players.
Right.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
That's the way I would see it.
Because the players are normal and you guys aren't.
Yes.
Pretty simple, Noodles. I'm trying to, like, Laine, if Laine ever touches 60, right? Like, if he has a magical...
Different story, right.
Right? You know, like, that's kind of what he's got. If he becomes, it's like, wow, look at this dude. He's a lock for the Rocket every year, then you've got to include him based on the importance of that.
You know what we need to do? This is a great conversation today. Let's have this conversation a month from now. Because maybe one or two of these players would have separated, or somebody else comes on the radar that you're like, whoa, yeah. Didn't see. Like, that's why I think this is a moving target, and Ray made a great point. I think, Brian, you brought it up too. Like, Ovi and Sid were debated for many years. A lot of other players get into those conversations where it's Jonathan Toews and Cups, and it's, you know, it's Kopitar, it's Patrick Kane up for the Hart, Carey Price wins the Hart while these guys are still in the league. You know, how many times when Lemieux and Gretzky were in the league, it was Hasek who won, you know, so, like, that's yep. There's going to be other guys come into the conversation, but it'll be neat to see as this season progresses. Who's going to be there? Who's going to separate? And right now, Matthews has had an amazing start. McDavid's been collecting dust. Mm-hmm. Kucherov's played one game. Yeah, like it's a moving, like, this would be a great debate.
Okay, now, I'm not going to predict anything, but Tampa hasn't played in forever. They play Vancouver tonight. Anders Nilsson's in goal for Vancouver. He hasn't won since I don't think he's won in 2018. He didn't win a game in the second half of the year last year. Kucherov may be on the board tonight.
Yeah, I've got him locked in. I'm betting the overs, man. In, like, last night, again, over the number in the Washington-Vegas game, over the number in the Ottawa game.
Yeah.
Brady Tkachuk made an impact last night.
A couple goals, but Voracek had 5 points last night. He's got 8 points in four games.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, nobody cares about that.
Okay, I will say this as I get ready to scoot here. Anybody projecting players' point totals at this time needs a boot in the ass. Like, he's going to score 177 goals, or he's on pace for 323 points. Like,
Stop it.
Hey, UNCC said the other night that Matthews was going to get 87 goals this year.
Well, Lucic is on pace for 82 right now. So there you go.
Yep. Morgan
I'm
Riley's going to
take the under on those ones.
Yeah, there you go.
Actually, you know what? Someone just sent in a text, and this is a great point, and it speaks to the market. Barkov is a kid that he could talk his way into a conversation.
Well, it'd be nice if he played more north, like north of the border. And even Pronger said that on this show.
Mm-hmm.
He said he thinks he's a top five player. He just doesn't get the love.
Yeah.
I mean, Pasternak.
I will never forget in Florida when the glass broke behind the net and they put a piece of plywood up there and just moved all the fans from that section to another section because they had room.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
We'll shift you into better seats.
A veteran move.
It is.
It really, we'll put you on the bench if we have to.
They're sawing a piece of plywood in the back to fit in the gap.
And you just know that Grit Grinder that came out was definitely not happy, and he wasn't in a hurry.
No.
There's no chance.
Forgot about that.
There's no chance. All right, Ray. Well, tomorrow, say that Morgan Riley is going to be better than Bobby Orr. Give us some material for tomorrow's show.
Okay, I'll work on it. I'm going to say tonight, I think I'm going to do my open and say that Austin Matthews is going to score 104 goals this year.
Okay.
He's going to break 93. He'll break Gretz's record.
All right, perfect. How about 50 and 38?
He's on pace for it, you know.
50
he's
and 38.
For it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. That would be easier to do.
Yeah,
I'm on
new
it.
Movie starring Ray Ferraro, Sleepless in Edmonton.
Good luck.
I don't have to go there till March. Maybe they'll forget.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. They generally do let that kind of stuff go.
Yeah, no chance.
All right, man. Good luck
later
tonight.
Later on, boys. Have a good day.
There's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst.